Now, please, Doctor, what's my surprise?
Are you sure about this?
Dead sure. Counting down the days since I got stuck with you, we are most definitely way past my birthday and then some. You owe me at least one day's worth of being spoilt rotten.
Well then, Lucy Miller, your wish is my command. One birthday surprise. Coming right up.
It's a desert.
So it is. There goes some tumbleweed, see?
This is my surprise.
You said that's what you wanted. Hence the random landing.
Hold on. You don't know where we are either.
Just a chance spin of the destination monitor. Call it TARDIS Roulette. So this is planet Castus Sigma in the year 3025.
Yeah, well, spin again, mister. This is rubbish.
It's curious. It's the end of the rainy season. This floodplain should be a veritable oasis. Now, I wonder, is there a weather channel?
Whatever, it's my birthday. And I'm in my glad rags. Not that you've noticed. So where's the nightlife?
Ah, a local transmission.
Are you going to the biggest event of 3025? Heliocorp Retro Roller Derby is the tournament that's got the galaxy in a spin. Competitors from the five planets are lining up now for a week of skating mayhem to win those ever-popular New Life passes.
Wait, Roller Derby?
Apparently so.
That's the one where they skate while they're punching each other's lights out, innit?
Is it?
Gold wristband holders also get to join the after party and mingle with the athletes on the Heliocorp Pleasure Barge.
Okay. Now you've got my attention.
Tickets are still available. T's and C's apply. Sponsored by Heliocorp, the leading manufacturer of cutting-edge solar panels. Turning sunlight into gold.
Hey, wait. What are you doing?
Spin again, you said.
Wait, I said. Doctor, did I ever tell you how my mum was once queen of the Golden Wheels roller disco at the Palatine Blackpool?
I don't know, did you?
She got us a pair of rollerblades for my 13th birthday. That was quite good. Until a moment of madness, when Susie Dugdale challenged us to race a milk float down Waterloo Road. I ended up copping a broken wrist.
And you thought never again?
Are you kidding? It was fantastic!
So?
Doors!
As you wish, Miss Miller.
Come on, champion, you're miles behind!
It's a warm-up, Sash, that's all. I'm trying to keep my powder dry.
I've got a good feeling about today, George. Those Castus Theta rollers won't know what's hit them. And then, new life, right?
Right.
Okay, one more circuit and we're done. George? Are you all right? You lost a wheel, George.
Something hit me from behind. I'm bleeding, Sash.
Okay, hold on, I'm coming.
Arena would seem to lie at the far end of the valley, below the dam, beside the main hub of the colony.
Is it me? I feel sort of floaty. I've not even sniffed the cocktails yet.
The gravity is slightly weaker than Earth's. That'll make you feel lighter than usual, relatively speaking.
Right. So if I jump... Whoa! Get me, bionic woman! I've got to do that again. This time with a run-up.
Careful. Your bones are no less fragile.
Watch me go!
I warned her.
Ow! Oh, my coccyx! Oh!
What did I tell you?
Oh, gosh. I'm all right. No bones broken, I think. Oof! What was that?
What was what?
Something flapped into me. A bird or something.
I didn't see anything.
No, neither did I, but I'm sure there was something. Oh, still... I've found us a proper path.
It's not a path, it's a circuit.
Oh, yeah. Hey, is that a buggy parked right over there?
Could be.
Hey! You two!
Oh, behind us.
Hello? Is there a problem?
Yes, of course there's a problem. She's lugging some bloke. Looks like he's bleeding.
Help! I need help!
Hold on, we're coming!
Sash.
Save your breath, George. Get help's coming.
What's happened?
Something stabbed him in the back. An insect, maybe?
Wow, that's deep. What sort of insects do you have around here?
I don't know what happened. I didn't see.
Oh, here, let us help you with him. Doctor? Doctor, where are you?
Your friend's a doctor.
Well, not any useful sort of doctor. Where's he got to?
Bringing your buggy over.
I said that's what it was.
But it's not yours, then?
No. We were just walking down to the colony for the skating.
All right.
Nice skate your mate's got, by the way.
Hello. I'm the doctor. We ought to get your friend to a medical facility.
You take his legs and you...
Lucy.
Lucy, you help me lift him onto the back of the buggy.
Now keep the pressure on the wound. Okay, on three. One, two, three!
There. Easy in this gravity.
Someone attacked him?
I don't know. George, are you all right?
Oh, I reckon he's passed out. Come on. Come on, all aboard. It's a bit of a squeeze up here.
It's only a two-seater.
More to the point, it'll struggle to take the weight of three, let alone four. Lucy, you go with our friends. I'll catch you up.
Seriously?
Heaviest stays behind. It's logical.
Yeah, but I mean, I can't drive this thing.
It's self-drive here. There, call set for the medi-centre. Hold on tight.
Whoa! Okay, layers, doctor!
And keep the pressure on that wound. Right then. Best foot forward, doctor. Someone there? Evidently not. I don't know, what do we have here? Looks like shared snakeskin.
Hey, you there.
Yourself. Or hello, even.
Where'd those joyriders go?
Joyriders?
The ones I saw drive off in my buggy. Were they with you?
A medical emergency caused your vehicle to be appropriated. I'm the doctor. Are you a groundsman?
What?
Heliocorp logo, rifle by your side.
Dart gun, pest control purposes. You're a doctor, but not from the medicine.
No, I'm a tourist. But I'm on my way there to meet the others.
There, I've called a substrat flyer remotely. Shouldn't take too long to get here if you want to wait.
Splendid. Back to the track, then?
You should heed the hospitality signs. We have to protect the natural surfaces of the arena, so no public allowed. But seeing as you attended an emergency, I'm sure Heliocorp will overlook the transgression.
Oh, kind. I think the wounded man will be all right, incidentally.
Oh, good, good.
One of your athletes, I believe. George, somebody.
George Mykos. Oh, no. Losing the star jammer will be bad for revenues.
Looked like he'd been attacked.
Ah. Not usually any trouble, the local hyenoids. But best not to go poking in the bushes. If you startle one, they can turn nasty. Hence the gun.
I see. Curious, though. I'm no expert, but it looked more like a puncture wound than a teeth mark. Ah, here's that flyer. Taxi!
How's George doing?
No worse. Naturally, his colour's better.
Good. Guess he won't be skating for a while, though.
He'll be devastated not to be racing today.
Yeah, but glad to be alive.
Well, you don't understand. You're not from the Castus planets, are you? Where are you from?
Nowhere. Everywhere. Tourists.
34.
What's he saying?
Specimen. 34.
Specimen 34? What about it?
It knows.
Save your breath, George.
No, I think it's important.
Glasses. Glasses.
That's it. Rest now.
Why is this race so important, anyhow?
We're trying to win a new life pass for my sister.
Whatever that is.
If one of us score enough points in the derby, we'll get one.
Can't your sister get one of these passes herself?
They don't grow on trees. You get one by being super bright like George. He's a scientist, a biochemist. Or by being a good and loyal Heliocorp worker like me. I'm head of corporate hospitality.
New life? But you're racing for other people's futures.
The poverty's bad enough back home on Castus Delta to make it worthwhile. We're here.
Oh, so we are. Hang on in there, George, mate.
So, have you got it, Doctor? Both teams skate the same way. The jammer's the point scorer. The teams protect their jammers and try to take out their opponents.
And if the lead jammer can stay in front until the bell rings, they get a point.
Ha-ha, that's it. It's a blast. You'll be hooked in no time. Here's the medi-center pad. Well, do give George my best wishes for a speedy recovery when you see him.
I will.
Taking part in the tournament? Not covered for head and spinal injury?
Head injury?
Get your Heliocorp.
Oh, hey, Sash. George, okay?
He's out of surgery, at least.
Well, that's got to be good. Wait, is that you?
Is what me?
On the TV, there. Under all that gear. What's that it says on your helmet? Glaswegian Kiss?
Yeah, that's my skate name.
You're not from Glasgow?
Body armor's all second hand, and maybe third or fourth or even fifth hand. I didn't like to find out what happened to the Glaswegian Kisses before me.
Hell of a name to live up to, Sash. It'd be like me calling myself Blackpool Rock.
Blackpool Rock?
Yeah, because I'm that hard, I'll break your teeth. What's that thing buzzing round us for?
The courier drone, and it's got a package for you.
Me? How come? What's this? A pair of gold wristbands?
Those are top-tier wristbands. That gives you entry to the corporate box.
Hang about, there's a message. With compliments for your part in the rescue of George Mykos from Hyenoid Attack Heliocorp. What's a hyenoid when it's at home?
More to the point, who authorised your wristbands?
It just says Heliocorp.
I think someone wants to shut you up.
Hmm? Who's trying to shut who up?
Doctor!
Hello, Lucy. Sash. I see we've been given free entry to the corporate box.
Apparently so. I didn't see any hyenoids, though. At least I don't think I did.
Yes, I met a groundsman who said that's what must have attacked George. I have to say, it didn't seem entirely credible.
It's a cover story. The hyenoids are really timid, and besides, they only come out at night.
So what's being covered up?
I don't know. Whatever it is, Heliocorp don't want you making a fuss.
Stuff that. You should go to the media, Sash.
Heliocorp owns the media. Besides, the Heliocorp job is one in a million. None of us can afford to rock the boat.
George knew something, though.
Why do you say that?
He was trying to tell us something on the way here. Something about Specimen 34 and glasses.
Specimen 34? When George isn't skating, what is he, a scientist?
He's a senior biochemist. Now I come to think about it, he's had something on his mind lately. Some kind of problem in the lab, but he didn't want to talk about it, though.
Yeah, that's blokes the universe over.
Well, the attack seems to have changed his mind.
Maybe.
Hey, is that George's stuff you're carrying, Sash?
Yeah, they gave me his things before he went into surgery.
So, well, that'd mean phone, wallet and keys, that sort of thing?
Yes.
What about an access pass to George's lab?
See? It's like I always said, Doctor. Great minds do think alike.
George's lab's just past the link corridor. Oh, stop! Come on, back, back!
Well, does it matter if the drone sees us, eh?
Say everything the drones see, Heliocorp sees.
Once he's passed us by, I doubt there'll be another for a while.
Oh, why? Because of light buses?
No, because most of them will be on security detail in the arena.
Right. It's nearly at the junction. Got that pass ready, Sash?
Yes.
All right. Go, go, go! Scramble!
Hurry!
I'm guessing the rest of the staff are all at the game.
Yeah, the whole week's a fiesta. But come on, I'm due a warm-up in 20 minutes.
Specimen storage. Here, look. 32, Flora. 33, Flora. Here we are. 34.
Fauna. Interesting.
I guess the drawer just slides out. Blimey! That's one bug you wouldn't want to crash into your windscreen.
An extraordinary creature. The carapace catches the light, like glass.
Still, you'd need a 10-gallon canister of fly spray to knock out that bad boy.
Lucy!
Come on! You've got to admit, this fella's going to want more than just a slurp of a sugar bowl.
True. Someone's pinned it down by its wings.
George wouldn't do that. At least I think he wouldn't.
Ooh! Wings feel weird to the touch, though.
Curious texture, isn't it?
Yeah, it's almost like snake skin.
That's just what I thought. It doesn't just fly, though. Look at the back feet. This insectoid walks upright.
Yeah, and it's got great big mandibles to eat people with.
To hold and crush, perhaps.
Well, that's enough, isn't it?
Guess that's why they penned it. It.
Lucy?
It knows. That's what George said.
Specimen 34, it knows. Knows what, though?
Well, why don't we ask it? Lucy, help me pull out the pins.
Doctor, it's as dead as Northampton.
And you humans have such a limited definition of life and death. Come on. You said George mentioned glasses, too. I think the proteins in this creature are currently arranged to produce biological glass.
Not like specs, then?
No, glass that protects the cells in its body whenever necessary. It's called desiccation tolerance. Drying without dying, if you like.
That's impossible.
Look it up if you don't believe me. Actually, don't. The point is, specimen 34 is only sleeping.
So what you're saying is, just add water and...
Precisely.
Guess we better get it in the sink, then.
Yes, but gently.
Don't worry.
Stronger than you look.
Yeah, different gravity where I'm from. There you go. Hot or cold or sort of lukewarm.
Before we anoint the bug, it won't attack us, will it, if we wake it up?
You humans do like to think the worst of a species, don't you?
It means he doesn't know. Lukewarm, then.
My life is like a frozen thing. No bud, no greenness can I see. Yet rise, it shall, the sap of spring.
What?
Christina Rossetti. 19th century poet, a genius. Lovely, but fragile.
Not like me, then.
I didn't say that.
Wait, that thing just made a sound.
Well, I didn't hear nothing.
Clegg, what do you mean he's not in the Medicenter? No, keep the guards in the arena. Send a service drone for a scout around the complex. I don't want to tip him off. He may have been sent by Yellow Suns. And yes, I know that makes him fair game, but I want to find out who his Heliocorp contacts are before I make his wife a widow. Clegg out.
Stop thrashing about, mate. I'm soaked.
Me too.
You see, he is an extremophile.
I'm...
soaked.
Spartacus.
You what?
Hello. I'm the Doctor.
Did he say Spartacus?
Yes. I'm Spartacus.
Spartacus? Like the film?
Like the film.
How come you've seen Spartacus?
Of course, movie nights.
Yes, movie nights.
Eh?
In the camps outside the colony, they show old films sometimes.
What films?
Projected on the side of the arena.
How marvellous.
People in the camps can't afford to subscribe to the Prime Ints channels, so...
Is that how you learn the human's language, Spartacus? By watching old movies?
Watching old movies, yes. Who are you? You are not scientists.
Well, as a matter of fact...
We're not scientists, no.
Is that how you ended up as a specimen? Did a scientist take you?
I was slow. The scientist took me and studied me. And then, without water...
You dried up.
Until you came, Rain Man.
Rain Man.
He revived me with the rain that Heliocorp stole from the Jengu. So, he is the Rain Man.
No, I'm the Doctor.
Doctor?
It's all right. I'm not with Heliocorp.
Yeah, and he's not an actual doctor neither. Who are these, Jenga, Spartacus?
Jengu.
They are my people.
Some of the humans here have been attacked. That couldn't have been your Jengu, could it?
I do not. How long have I been asleep? What season is it? What day?
Damn it, it's Derby Day.
Derby Day? Today?
Yeah, I need to be at a warm-up.
Are you not going, Sash?
I've got no choice. I'll catch up with you later.
Yeah, bye then.
Spartacus, you didn't answer my question. Might the Jengu have attacked the humans?
My people are angry, Rain Man. It is possible.
I think I'd like to meet your Jengu.
Quiet, quiet! The Jengu have slept, but today we awake, so our sisters and brothers can be reborn. Today we begin to take our world back. Today, the day of the games, we tell the humans no more! No! Remember the plan. Fly, Jengu, fly!
Hang about. Doctor, did Sash give you George's access thingy?
No, why?
Well, because if she's still got it, we'll have a hell of a time getting out of here. I mean, I suppose you could just sonic every last door, but still.
Wait here, both of you.
Rayman, come back! Something I must tell you. Where does he go?
To stop Sash.
Sash! Sash!
Doctor!
What?
In here, the testing lab.
Oh, that's not the way out.
There's a drone coming.
Hey, what are you getting out of the sink for, Sparty?
It is Derby Day. I must go to the Jengu.
Well, you'll just have to wait.
No. I was held here for some time before my hibernation. Many times I saw the scientists use the emergency exit.
There's an exit in here.
They used to go outside to inhale vapors.
Oh, look, I'd best tell the doctor.
Lucy, no. I hear a drone.
Whack! Where's this exit? No, wait, better idea. Quick, get in the specimen drawers.
But they cannot be closed from the inside.
Oh.
Here, let me embrace you.
Whoa! We've only just met.
Hush!
What are you doing? I can't breathe in here.
Stay quiet, and the drone will not spy us. It is safe now. The drone is gone.
How come it didn't see us?
Camouflage. My wings bend the light. It is a protective mechanism.
Oh, right. Wait, What if it was one of your lot who barged into me earlier, when George was attacked?
It is not impossible. I must fly to them.
No, Spotty, you can't just leave.
I can. Through the emergency exit.
If I can't get back to the doctor... Hold up, Spotty, I'm coming with you!
The drone seems to have missed Lucy and Spartacus.
How?
Well, knowing Lucy, she'd have thought to hide in one of the specimen drawers.
Oh, brilliant. Hold on, how'd she close it from the inside?
Spartacus could have done it, then Lane Doggo.
So we don't have that option?
Nope.
Great. If it sees me, it'll report me, and if it reports me, it'll be me who needs a new life.
So we better make sure it doesn't see you. Hey!
Are you mad?
In here, you stupid drone!
They've got electrical prods in case of hyenoids.
Poor hyenoids. Hold my screwdriver, would you?
Why are you taking your coat off?
Just like the matadors in Madrid. First the cape, then the sword, you'll see.
Identify yourself. This is a restricted area.
Ole! Sash, screwdriver, please, before it sends a distress message.
Right, yeah, sure.
There. Styled it out. Transmitter disabled, memory scrambled, cattle prod useless. I'll have my coat back now.
The rocket's line has already been issued. Please upgrade and move your shuttle from the mini-circuit pad.
What?
Oh, the executives are always doing that when they're flying from head office. Yeah, they think the H is for Heliocorp, not hospital.
No, I meant it was supposed to have been disabled. And that's the last parking ticket he'll ever be giving out.
Your average Joe can't do that. Who are you? A corporate spy from the Yellow Suns?
Of course not.
You could have attacked George and then befriended me.
No, I only want to help you. And Spartacus, and, well, people in general. I'm not from any rival corporation, believe me.
You'd better not be, or I'm dead. Executive Director Clegg is pretty definitive about disloyalty.
Well, that figures. What, did you say Executive Director?
Woohoo! This is amazing! I feel like Lois Lane. If Superman had six hands. You sure you're not going to drop us, this party?
I am sure. Look below, Lucy. That is how Heliocorp steals our water.
It's a dam. It's huge. And that reservoir, it must be the size of Lake... something.
Lake something?
Oh, I don't know. I was always rubbish at geography. But it's massive.
The Dengu cannot live without the rain that falls from the mountain. Since Heliocorp came, the plains stay dry. But the Jengu will be saved!
They've gone.
We've not checked the specimen drawers yet.
There's an emergency exit open, see?
Oh, good, we can follow them down.
There isn't a way down, only up to the roof.
They flew, then. Unless that option isn't open to us. Ah, microscope.
Doctor, what are you doing? We can't afford to hang around.
No, I'm not hanging around, I just want to look at this section of wing up close.
Wing?
I found it outside, I took it for snakeskin. Oh, there, you see? Look at the geometry of that. It's like parquet flooring.
This is useful how?
It might not be useful at all, but it's beautiful. And I like beautiful things. Come on, you better get to your warm-up.
What about you?
Gold wristband gets me into the corporate box. I presume that's where I'll find Executive Director Clegg. I want to know what Spartacus meant when he said Heliocorp had stolen the rain from the Jengu.
Oh, take care, Doctor. I've heard it said that Clegg had a steward thrown off his personal shuttle for wearing the wrong colour tie while it was in orbit.
I find that hard to believe.
I don't. Heliocorp owns this part of the galaxy. Heliocorp execs can do whatever they like and no one ever says anything.
No? Oh, this time, somebody might. Come on.
Oh, thanks for the list, Sparty, mate. Literally.
You will be safe here, Lucy.
Hang on, well, you're not going, are you?
I must rejoin the Jengu.
You can't leave us halfway up a mountain.
The Jengu are angry. They have been planning an attack.
What, on the humans?
On Heliocorp. Here, on the day of the roller derby.
What? Well, then we've got to stop it.
Why? You said you were not with Heliocorp.
No, most people aren't. And those that aren't don't have much choice.
Neither do we. The Jengu must be reborn, but the Rain Man revived me. That debt must be repaid, so I will try to warn the Rain Man.
No, wait, you can't just buzz off! Blimey marvellous. I'll just free climb down the side of a mountain, race across the desert sands and save the world before kickoff, shall I? Wait, I forgot. Here, I'm bionic.
So, welcome to those joining us from the five worlds for the opening game of Heliocorp Retro Roller Derby 3025. The Castus Sigma and Castus Theta women's teams are warming up with a skate around the arena.
Excuse me, gold wristband. Yes, see, thank you. TSC, seat 12. No, Lucy, has she got to?
No contact allowed yet, but I see a lot of baring of teeth and jabbing of knuckle dusters. Go, girl!
Knuckle dusters?
Greetings, Rayman.
Spartacus? Where are you?
You must be quiet. My camouflage means I cannot be seen, so people will think you're a madman talking to yourself.
Well, I'm used to people thinking that. Well, all right, well, how about I speak into my sonic screwdriver like I'm on the phone? Nobody will bat an eyelid then.
That is a good idea.
Excellent. Well, I must say, those wings of yours have the most fascinating structure. I guess they bend the light? Something to do with your biological glass.
It is like breathing to the Jingu.
Where's my friend Lucy? I'm guessing you flew her away from the lab.
She is safe on higher ground. You must join her there, Rain Man.
Why would we be safe on higher ground?
No matter. Here comes Heliocorp.
Ah, Doctor. I'm so glad you availed yourself of my invitation.
Oh, Executive Director Clegg. When we met before, I mistook you for a groundsman. I meant no offense.
None was taken. I like to get out and about. Don't let me interrupt your call, by the way.
Call? Oh, no. It was nothing important. Are these drones your bodyguards?
Oh, no, Doctor. They're your bodyguards.
What?
I wouldn't want you to come to any harm. At least, not before I've learned which rival corporation you represent.
Ah, I see.
Yeah, but I have a few executive duties to attend to first.
Pressing the flesh, that sort of thing?
That sort of thing. Drones, hold the Doctor here. Stun him if he moves from his seat.
TTFN, Executive Director.
I told you, Doctor. You should have gone for the high ground.
I already have it.
Gold wristband, see? I'm with Sash, her, over there. Oi! Sash!
Drones, let my friend in, thank you. Lucy, you look like...
Yeah, like I've run down a mountain. Where's the Doctor?
Well, he wouldn't be here, would he, in the ladies' locker room?
I know that, but the last time I saw him, he was running off after you.
Oh, corporate box. At least that's where he said he was going. Look, I'm on in 10.
Sash, no, we need to talk. Lives are at stake.
And I've got lives at stake, too.
It's only sport. I am talking carnage.
Over here.
The Jengu are going to attack the game. It's something to do with the reservoir. Sparty flew off to join them.
They're going to fly in and attack the crowd.
For all I know, they're already here.
What?
They do this invisibility thing.
So they could be there in the stands and no one would know?
Yep. They bend light around themselves. I don't know how.
But George did. He must have. He knew all about them. Glasses.
Yeah. Biological glass, the Doctor said.
But that's not what George said. He said glasses, plural.
Oh, are you thinking what I'm thinking? That George meant his specs all along?
Well, he did change the lenses recently.
There you go. We've got to get those glasses.
They're still in the Medi Center, and they're strict about visiting, but I can't miss the game.
Then I'll take your place. No one would know I wasn't you. Not in that helmet, mask, and visor.
You don't skate, you'll be flattened.
Uh-huh. Different gravity. I'm bionic here-ish.
Bionic Lucy? As of now, your Glaswegian kiss. Right, you've got 2 minutes to suit up. You know the rules?
Some of them.
Good. Stick with my wingwoman number cruncher and try to score that new life pass.
And the girls are taking their places to play for that prize of all prizes. It's all to play for, and our very own Heliocorp take on the rules of engagement give our derby a special edge.
What does that mean? Special edge? I wasn't asking you.
Punches and tackles allowed. Small blades only.
With Castus Theta heavily in reception this season, those seasons will really be going for it, so watch out for home team.
Whoa, bit lovely.
And here she comes,
Sigma's captain, Glaswegian Kiss!
Right.
Sash signed up for this barbarism? She seemed such a reasonable, intelligent woman.
Welcome to the Colosseum, Doctor. These humans are no different from their Roman ancestors, and their slaves are just as desperate. Some may die.
It's corporate manslaughter.
And we're almost ready for the off. In 10.
And look who it is in the corporate box. Typical. I get butch skaters with blingy knuckle dusters, while he gets champagne and canapés. Happy birthday, Lucy Miller. Try not to die.
All this is a sideshow to the main event. One that will be broadcast to all the inhabitants of the Castus planets.
What do you mean? Spartacus?
When the humans came, we waited. Waited while they built their colony above our beds. Waited for them to hibernate too.
But humans don't hibernate.
No. For the Jengu, the great sleep begets the great purification. Our sins evaporate before we are reborn when the floodwater comes, invigorated with new purpose.
So seasonal variation has a spiritual dimension here on Castus Sigma. Fascinating.
Humans just go on and on. Their sins never washed away. But the Flood will come to cleanse them soon.
I hate to break it to you, Spartacus, but there's not a cloud in the sky.
Before I was kidnapped, the Free Jengu made a plan to restore all my people. Moments from now, the rain will be released, washing away these Roman scum and bringing new life to Castus Sigma.
And how do you intend to release the rain, exactly?
I told you to make for the high ground, Doctor, but you chose to ignore my warning.
The reservoir, of course. Spartacus, tell me you're not planning to blow up the dam.
Cruncher, have you got my back or what? Gotta get out in front. Almost there.
We're coming up to the end of the first quarter, and again, Leswegian Kiss, in total disregard for the playbook, strays left of her position and is elbowed off the track.
What is wrong with Glaswegian Kiss?
That's not Glaswegian Kiss. I am.
It is you. Really, you. You can see us.
50 camouflaged Jengu at the back of the stands eating popcorn. If I didn't know better, I'd say these glasses of George's caused hallucinations.
Number Crunchers got Glaswegian Kiss back onto her feet.
Right, Mrs. Sharp Elbows, I am having you.
And they're off again.
Look at her. She spends more time on her backside than her wheels.
Then it really is you. Glaswegian Kiss, you have a 9-point game average.
Did have, yeah. How do you know?
We, the younger Jengu, we have watched you often. You and Number Cruncher and Super Collider and...
Your fans?
If we Jengu were skating, we wouldn't need body armor like you. It must be strange to be so... squishy, so vulnerable. And yet somehow you humans have taken over our world.
What's your name, invisible fan?
Tallulah.
Old movie nights, of course.
The elders say it is impure to engage with human culture. But we like your films, and your sport, and your music. We would have showed ourselves sooner if only you had not stolen our rain. Then we would never have needed to take action.
What action?
Have you seen the Dambusters, Doctor?
Seen it? I lived it. Now don't tell me the Jengu have got bouncing bombs.
No. We have stolen explosives from the humans and strung them out along the bottom of the dam.
But this entire arena lies below the dam. And a large part of the colony, too. Thousands will die.
But my people will be reborn. Don't you see, Doctor?
See what?
It is right in front of you.
What do you mean, right? Wait a minute. The arena floor. Interlocking patterns like parquet flooring. Not in marble, but in amber.
The patterns of my sisters and brothers lying side by side, their wings folded, asleep, in hibernation.
How many?
Nearly a million.
Then the dam has to go.
Jengu, please, listen to me. I know what you're planning.
Then Super Collider told you. George told you.
What?
You wear his glasses. The glasses he wore to make contact with us. Where is George? George is our friend.
Never mind that now. George knew about this?
More than that. Today was his idea.
That's impossible. George would never. No.
It is true. Today. today, at Derby Day, in full sight of the cameras, we, Jengu, announce our presence to the galaxy!
But not by attacking the humans, not with violence!
You are with me, then, Doctor?
Of course I'm with you, Spartacus. The Jengu must be revived. This is their planet, this is their home.
Yes, yes!
But not by means of an attack. Not with violence.
But, Doctor, violence is the only language the humans will ever understand.
And Castus Theta are really going for Sigma's captain today. She's ducking those punches like a real champ. And she's got a hold of her opponent.
Come on, Blackpool!
Oh. And they're down! And there is blood on the track!
No, Sash. We do not agree with violence. We have made a banner.
A what?
A banner. To fly behind us when we take to the air at George's signal. It is many hundreds of leg lengths long, stitched in discarded skin. It reads, "Set the Jengu free." George helped us with that.
Then you're not planning an attack.
Ours is a peaceful protest. Why would you think otherwise?
Because that's what one of your lot told my friend Lucy, the one who's pretending to be me.
One of us lot?
Spartacus. He's named Spartacus.
Spartacus has been missing for many months.
He was being held in the lab. My friends and I revived him.
Spartacus is one of the elders. He is dangerous. He wants a war with the humans. He had a plan to explode the dam, but then he disappeared. So we devised an alternative.
Well, now he's back.
Where are you? Are you there? He's gone.
Ah, Doctor. Comms trouble, is it?
In a manner of speaking.
Of course, every open transmission from the surface of Sigma goes through a Heliocorp satellite. I can easily access a recording, so you might as well tell me who it is you're working for.
If I were a spy, I would have an easier life.
In case you missed it, check the screens for an action replay.
Take that! Prevent this sweet Susie, Godale.
Susie, Doctor... Oh, no.
Strange. That doesn't sound like Glaswegian Kiss.
What is she doing down there? She'll get herself killed. Lucy! Lucy!
It's not Glaswegian Kiss.
What do you think you're playing at? Now, to your right! Go, 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 go! Charming.
What is that gesture?
It's an old Earth victory sign. Now, go now! Go now! Now's your chance! Break for the middle!
Ooh! Whoever she is, she's definitely a fighter. If she scores a point, I might spare you. Or not.
Last 5 minutes. Got a score for Sash.
The teams are neck and neck, and here's another classic slingshot set piece.
Here we go!
Glaswegian Kiss is being swung to the front of the pack, and she's skating for her life.
Yeah, all right, mate. Whoa, whoa, whoa.
She's keeping low. She's ducking between the Thetas, and they're down. She's left them.
And she scores!
And the whole team goes.
Yes, Lucy! I must get down there.
You're going nowhere until you talk. And I've got as long as the sun shines to get to the truth.
Yes, indeed you have. Yes. Heliocorp is the most successful solar power manufacturer in the galaxy. That's right, isn't it? Thanks to your patented solar cells.
Children know that.
Cells with 100% efficiency.
120.
Really? No, I thought that was impossible. Cells made from cells, yes?
The patent is classified.
Funny that. Here was I, thinking you keep these arenas so well protected because you're a sports fan. But you're just trying to make people revere these arenas so they don't go traipsing all over them and discover what they really are.
A fine natural marble.
No, it's not marble. A biohybrid solar cell can only give 100% efficiency. So, what does it take to make energy output from the cell exceed energy input from the sun?
I'm not in the habit of giving away my secrets, Doctor.
Give them away. Just try keeping them from me. There's only one thing I can think of that could give 120% efficiency in a solar cell. A protein. One with special properties. One that can, in the right circumstances, also cause light to bend around it. And the section of wing I found today contains this protein, too.
You can't possibly have access to that information. Who's leaking it?
The sleeping Jengu. The who?
Don't insult my intelligence. The indigenous insectoids are your protein store for manufacturing solar cells. Each time you make a new panel, you take a life.
No, they're just insects, Doctor.
1 million sentient Jengu are being kept as dried protein stock right beneath our feet.
Sentient? Oh, of course, you've been talking to George Mikos. That's why you came here, isn't it?
No. But if I hadn't arrived on the scene, he'd have bled to death, wouldn't he?
Well, as a matter of fact, I was rather hoping he and young Sash would get eaten by the hyenoids.
So it was you who shot George?
Oh, stabbed, please. He didn't see a thing. I was wearing a light-bending camouflage cloak.
Which you tore on a bush in your haste. That was the sample I found.
George Mikos. Such a promising recruit. Alas, I was provided with a communications intercept, suggesting that he was planning to reveal the existence of the Jengu in some kind of stunt protest today. I'm afraid he had to go.
So, that's the final klaxon, and here comes Glaswegian Kiss, carried on the shoulders of the winning team as they skate towards me. Let's see if we can't have a word with him. So, Captain, how did you pull back that victory from the very jaws of defeat?
Simple. Because we rock, don't we, girls?
Wait, you're not.
No, I am.
Sasha? Then who's this under the captain's helmet?
Thank you, I'll take the mic.
And a big hand for Lucy Miller, acting captain of Castor Sigma. Friends across the galaxy, as you know, Super Collider can't play today since he sustained an injury in training this morning. But I know there was something he wanted me to tell you of. On Castor Sigma, on Castor Theta, back home on Delta, on all of the colonies that Heliocorp controls.
What's going on down there?
I'm not sure, but it looks very much like some kind of stunt protest, wouldn't you say?
What? Drones! Arrest that woman!
I'd like to thank the crowd for their support, but one group of fans in particular, at the back of the stands.
OMG! Sash, it's the Jengu!
It's all right.
Everyone, it's all right. The Jengu mean no harm.
But Spartacus said he...
Forget Spartacus. The Jengu are an intelligent species, indigenous to Castor Sigma. This entire colony was built over their hibernation ground. This whole arena too. They're literally the bedrock of Roller Derby.
Sash, behind you!
You must desist by order of the Executive Director.
Oh, great. They've been here all along, right beneath our feet. But like the banner says, now it's time to set them free.
Desist. Desist.
Ah! Sash!
Restrain that employee.
You can't do this!
Get off her with them pincers! You'll hurt her!
Good afternoon. This is Executive Director Clegg speaking. There is no cause for alarm. This woman is in mental distress following the unfortunate accident that befell her partner, George, earlier today.
No, she's not. Well, a bit, probably, but not like that.
Don't worry. A team is coming to take her to the Medicenter.
Security drones are also on their way to disperse the flying pests that she's unleashed. Do not panic. Remain in your seats.
Clegg, you can't. Doctor, I already have.
Eliminate the flying pests.
The drones are targeting us. Break formation. Break formation.
No! The Jengu!
It's all right. They're buzzing off.
Employee Sash, you will come with us.
You don't understand, Lucy. They're the good Jengu, the peaceful Jengu. Now there's no one to stop Spartacus.
Sparty? What about him?
But before he was captured, he had a plan to blow up the dam. Everything was ready. The explosives were all in place. They're still in place now.
So you're saying he's still going to go through with it?
Yes, he is.
You? Where the heck?
You are coming with me!
No!
Oh, no, Lucy!
Clegg, to satellite station. Suspend transmission from the arena now.
It's too late, Clegg. Sash has already broadcast news of the existence of the Jengu across half the galaxy. What she said is bound to attract attention. There'll be an investigation. And before you know it, your secret will be out. How Heliocorp's success is fueled by blood.
You're quite right, Doctor. Do-gooders would indeed investigate. If any of that had been broadcast.
You mean it wasn't?
All roller games are subject to a 5-minute delay in the event that a serious injury or death might cause Heliocorp legal peril or simply embarrassment.
The sun always shines on Heliocorp TV.
Indeed it does. Ah, here comes our little malcontent.
Employee Sash, as instructed.
Ex-employee Sash. Following the outcome of a psychological report, we'll have decided to terminate her employment.
Oh, is that all you've got? Doctor, you need to...
I am talking. I saved you from the slums, girl. Castus Delta, wasn't it? Where first we farmed the Jengu species.
What?
Heliocorp uses Jengu protein to make its solar cells.
The Delta, exhausted now. Fortunately, the Jengu were once common throughout the Castus system.
That's why Heliocorp came here.
Because one genocide just wasn't enough.
Ugh, the point is, Delta is all but useless to the company now. Perhaps we should make an example of it. Do you still have family there, girl?
My sister.
What a pity. Life will be hard when we turn off the power.
What are you going to do, Sparty? Drop us in the reservoir?
You are Glaswegian Kiss. You are a symbol. So you are my hostage.
Oh, come off it. Heliocorp doesn't give a stuff about little old Lucy Miller. Oh, careful touching down. Teardrop this side of the dam.
Do not try to escape. A Jengu has strong mandibles.
Yeah, I noticed. How are you planning to blow this dam anyway?
There are explosive charges in a line along the bottom of the reservoir. Each is held inside a Jengu cell, the cells that Heliocorp farms for profit.
Right, but I don't see a detonator.
I am the detonator.
You what?
In nature, Jengu cells are activated by instinct, by a psychoreactive process.
I'm Glaswegian Kiss, remember? I'll give you a psychoreactive process if you're not careful.
The explosives are held in my own cells. They will respond if I wish it.
What are you doing? Sparty, you maniac! No!
What was that?
Spartacus is trying to blow up the dam. Doctor, he's taken Lucy.
Lucy? Your associate? Assistant? Why?
He's a hostage, I presume. It'll take more than one explosion to collapse the dam. He's announcing his presence. He wants to talk.
Well, he slipped up there, hasn't he? Heliocorp doesn't care if the girl dies. Clegg, to security, prepare a flyer. We have an insectoid insurgent in urgent need of dissection.
You might not care about Lucy, Executive Director, but you care about the dam, don't you? You don't actually want to see this colony destroyed.
That would be an unhappy outcome, I'll admit.
Then let me take that flyer. Let me negotiate with Spartacus. He hates Heliocorp, but he'll listen to me. I've got more to lose. In the meantime, you might want to evacuate this arena just in case.
Very well. The flyer will be coming down just over there.
Well, we've not yet talked about my fee.
Your what?
Let Sash go. Yes, and George, for that matter.
Is that all? Done. The Doctor, you are no businessman.
Oh, yes, I am. Except my business is saving lives. You wouldn't understand.
Good luck, Doctor. Here, take George's glasses.
Thank you, Sash. Now I've got to dash. I mean it. Evacuate the arena now!
You heard him, Clegg. Give the order.
I will not be kept waiting. It is time for a further demonstration of my resolve.
Are you nuts? There's a whacking great crack in the side of the dam already. One more might be enough to finish it.
Then so be it. Nothing is happening. The other cells must have rotted.
Oh, shame. Because whatever the rights and wrongs of this situation, drowning a load of innocent colonists won't make it better, will it?
Then the only thing I have to bargain with is you, Lucy Miller.
Thing is, I'm not sticking around. It's a long way to the other side, but oh, look, I've already got my skates on, haven't I?
No!
Weck. Scream if you want to go faster, they say. Well, it's got to be worth a try. Oh, wait, what's that noise?
Lucy! Lucy, what do you think you're doing?
I'm trying to get away from that flying fanatic. What's it look like?
I can't land this machine on a strip that narrow. You'll have to turn around.
Jump for it!
What? Skate over the edge!
Do it! Grab hold of the what do you call them? The skids.
If I don't make this, I am so gonna haunt you, Doctor! I did it!
Scramble up.
I'm scrambling. Oh,
what the?
He's spouting. He's got his mandibles on the other skid.
I have two ostriches now.
It's all right, Doctor. The rest of his explosives wouldn't react. He can't do anything.
I can crash this flyer into the crack I've already created. The dam will fall.
Could he?
The controls won't respond. Yes, he could. Spartacus, this will achieve nothing.
With a million of my sisters and brothers revived, we could go to war.
The younger generation don't want a war. They want to persuade the humans to leave by peaceful means. They want no part of your slave emancipation fantasy.
Human culture has corrupted the young, made them soft, but they will soon change. Rise up, sisters. Rise up, brothers. I am Spartacus!
He's let go.
He's falling.
Right, we're free.
We're still gonna crash. Quick, push the stick thingy up. Phew. What happened to Spartacus? He was like he just died.
There's another flyer. 3 o'clock, see? And look who's hanging out the side.
Isn't that...
Clegg, with his dart gun.
Doctor?
Yes, I'm guessing Spartacus's mandibles must have holed the fuel tank.
Then you want to put down on the high ground quickly.
I know.
We saved the colony, right?
Perhaps, but who's going to save the Jenga with men like Clegg around? Good, wasn't it? That second shot, right through the thorax. Well, smile, both of you. I saved your lives.
That's true, I suppose.
Yes, but why? You're yellow sons, you must be. But you've impressed me, both of you. So I am going to make you a once-in-a-lifetime offer. Join us. Join Heliocorp.
He wants to recruit us.
Once in a lifetime, because you'll kill us if we refuse, is that it? Obviously. Sorry, no.
We refuse.
Why? Well, for one thing, Heliocorp is a rapacious horror show, and we want nothing to do with it.
And for another, we've got friends in high places to call on for help.
Friends in what? What? Above you, Executive Director. More Jengu!
More Jengu, yes!
No! Don't kill him, don't kill him!
We will not kill him! We will make a deal with Heliocorp in exchange for his life.
Well, you could, but I'm not sure a failed executive is going to be worth very much to Heliocorp. I'm not a failure. No. Tell me, did you complete the evacuation of the area? With the whole of the floodplain area, yes. So there's no one left there? No one at all? Well, only security drones. Why? I'll tell you why you're a failed executive, Clegg. It's because you failed to prevent the collapse of the dam. Which caused the sleeping Jengu to awake, which meant that Heliocorp no longer had a supply of protein for its solar cells, which caused its share price to plummet, which caused the whole rotten company to fall.
Doctor, none of that actually happened?
Not until someone targeted a sonic pulse at Spartacus's inert explosives, it didn't.
You don't mean...
Stand back, everyone. This might take a couple of moments. No! No! The dam! Time to set the Jengu free.
Those Jengu. I skated over them.
Now the whole arena's come alive. Well, what was the arena?
The sun's coming out. You can see the whole spectrum through their wings.
And those are just the colours you humans can see.
What do you think, George? Was it worth it?
It's incredible. I was on the track and I was stabbed, and when I woke up, I had a whole new life.
And no pass is necessary.
You could join us. Both of you, if you wanted.
Tallulah tells me the Jengu are looking to get a roller team together.
They'll need a new arena, of course, but...
No fear. I've still got bruises on top of bruises on top of bruises. Yeah, and by the way, Sash, you never told us about the knuckle dusters, mate.
Sorry.
Well then, places to go, people to see.
In the blue box here.
Don't even start.
And besides, it's a certain someone's birthday, you know?
Oh, right. So you hadn't forgotten?
Of course not. It's the Tsarina of Neptune's 200th. And I sent my RSVP a couple of lifetimes ago.
Oh, yeah.
Look, you said your birthday was yesterday. You don't get another one for 364 days.
Oh, what?
Basic maths, Ms. Miller.
Oh, he thinks he's being funny. Okay, bye, Sash. Bye, George. Give our regards to the Jengu.
Of course.
Right then, you. TARDIS roulette it is.
Have been listening to Doctor Who, The Revolution Game by Alice Cavender. The Doctor was played by Paul McGann, Lucy Miller, Sheridan Smith, Clegg, Jonathan Keeble, Sash, Madeline Duggan, George, Tom Alexander, and Tallulah, Alicia Ambrose Bailey. Other parts were played by members of the cast. The script editor was Alan Barnes, producer Scott Hancock, director Nicholas Briggs, and executive producers Nicholas Briggs and Jason Haig-Ellery.